by one of the teachers. This is someone that tells a little story and how people talk to one another and where they live. This first paragraph, or shall I stop in between two paragraphs? Day before yesterday, I had been to Buffalo. I saw Tom's grandfather and grandmother's house. I had been to their home. You will notice house and home aren't the same thing, but they both own it. Their house is large, and it is a very nice house. We'll go up to there. Here it goes. Is-e-tat-ne. Pa-i-ha-ke-wa-ke-tok. Nu-thru-re is Buffalo. Wok-ke-tam-ru-ri-a-su-dis-ne-ru-su-n. Both their house, Nayakunisawe. I had been to their home. Hai hekia wagatok nagonan. Their house, Nayakunisawe hekia winasiu disna hanika hekia ha wayuhra winisakwast. Our sentences are read exactly as we would read it in English, because we want the children to learn adverbs, adjectives, and all the parts of speeches that are important to be learned in any language. We could talk at any. There was a man one time, an old Indian gentleman, who talked Tuscarora very well, but he learned English and the pleasure of English. So when he told his hired hand, he said, "Come, throw the cow over the fence, some hay." Can you imagine how perplexed the kid was? He told him to throw the cow over the fence. And I prefer to teach them exactly as what we would say in English, because it's the parts of speech that's going to be so important. Now, their house is large. Nayakunis sawa heke winisiu disna henika heke hawayuhra winisakwas. I'm reading it exactly word by word. Today, November 4th, Tuesday, is cloudy and very cold. It intends to rain. Gyawe gusasheha nihre nakti dudase awitnete. Hanika hakya you niswa disna wayuhra atu. Hanika wari awedud. If you will notice, there's a slight pause between each word so we don't run it all in together. That's the way we teach them to read this. My father and I will go to Jane's mother's home. There we have another version of someone's home, not their home. Ak en disnehai yeakta Jane aku en gaknan. The building is located in Lewiston. Ha nyaken hekya ushehakt. It's Lewiston, by the shore. Boys and girls always like, Lewiston is by the shore. Ushehakt heke, ushehakt. Yesterday we saw many people. Tatne wikike gagawahriyu. Nuske ha yitke nisata, near the council house. Twat gayake gwahewan, all Indians. Where did they come from? Hewahekia nakayet. I don't know. Ha'i wis akitnari. The last paragraph, we're going to next to the last. Where will you both go? Hewahekia nyithdat We are going to my mother's house tomorrow, Wednesday. Ye yachte ak in akunesawe. E yusen asa dudase awetnete. It's a small house. Hanika heke ha wene saste. 2079 is the number of the house. You can see now that we have each word in Tuscarora covering each word. Nakti na uyaste chatnakti wathanita heke ha di gahraj ha unise. The color of the house is blue and white. Ha diwa thukutne ha unise heke utiherie disne uhuariake. The building is located ha nyakene heke. It's on the crease of the paper. Ha nyakene heke. New Dawe'e. Nwaskuhe is Niagara Falls, where the bridge is in. North End, Nwaskuhe. Where do you live? Hewaheke dithoknane. This is a very important part for each to learn. My house is located on the Tuscarora Indian Reservation. Aknisawaheke yakene haskarure. It is our reservation. Anika heke yikwadakrawe. It is my reservation. Hanika heke akdakrawe. Where do you live? Hewa heke di thanane. That's a little story I tell you now. That's important for all.